Today, I'd like to encourage you to praise God in advance. Whatever it is that you're praying for, thank the Lord for the miracle in advance. Praise the Lord for the breakthrough in advance. Give Him glory and honor for making a way, even though what's right in front of you says otherwise. And here's the thing. When you praise the Lord in advance, you're taking the focus away from the problem, away from the pain, away from the heartache, and you're placing that focus on Jesus Christ. And that's the power of praising Him in advance. You're saying to that problem, "You're not big enough to make me stop praising the Lord. Sure, you're causing me some discomfort. Yeah, I don't like this situation I'm in. And this pain may be great, but Jesus Christ is still bigger than all of that." When you praise God in advance, you're acknowledging Him to be bigger than the problem the supervisor at work's giving you. When you praise God in advance, you're saying, "Lord, my car might be giving me trouble. My best friend may have betrayed me. And on top of that, I have bills that I don't know how I'm going to pay, but You're still bigger than all of that." There's power in praising God in advance. A gospel singer by the name of Jekyll Carr has a song called "You're Bigger." And in that song, she says, "You're bigger than any marital problem. You're bigger than any broken home. You're bigger than our mistakes. The stripes on your back makes you bigger. Your blood makes you bigger. Your love makes you bigger. You overcame death, and that makes you bigger." Saints of God, we need to praise God whether or not we have what we want. We need to praise Him for His wonderful sacrifice. He so loved each and every one of us that He gave us His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. So I encourage you to take a stand today. Whatever you're facing is not bigger than Jesus Christ. Whatever you're going through can't be bigger than the Lord, because He's the Almighty, the All-Powerful One. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas didn't see the prison they were in. They didn't focus on the guards, the chains, or the fact they were uncomfortable. They focused on God. Acts 16, verse 25 and 26 says, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose."
I would encourage you to turn to the chapter of Psalm 136, a psalm of thanks. Verse 1 to 9, the Bible reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who by understanding made the heavens, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who spread out the earth above the waters, for His steadfast love endures forever. To Him who made the great lights, for His steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for His steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for His steadfast love endures forever." There are so many reasons to praise God. There are so many reasons to be in awe of God. There are so many reasons to give thanks to God. We should give Him thanks for His loving kindness, for His graciousness, for the never-ending mercy and compassion over our lives. Now, my message today should serve you as a reminder to never become so cold in your heart that you can no longer see the goodness of the Lord. Never become so accustomed to God's goodness that you begin to take it for granted. Be thankful, saints. Be thankful always and in all circumstances. There are obvious things we should be thankful for, like your health. The fact that you have a bed to sleep on, food in your stomach, electricity, and shelter, these are basic things, things we often take for granted, but just speak to someone who doesn't have shelter. See how they are living, and you'll realize how blessed you are. Speak to someone who doesn't know for sure that they'll eat today. Hear what they tell you. That's when you will realize how good God is to you. These are small things, things we now expect to have, but life can happen to any of us. And so we need to be thankful to God for so much, including the...
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion, or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Little things, the things we consider to be our right. Psalms 107, verse 1 to 2 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble." Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, as your children, we are ever so grateful for your goodness. We're ever so thankful for your loving kindness. I am thankful because your word in John 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." I am thankful, Lord, because your word in Isaiah 43, verse 2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." I am grateful, King Jesus, because your word says in Romans 8, verse 28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things will work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." I am grateful for your word that guides my thoughts and calms my fears. I am grateful for your word that provides me with strength in troubling times, your word that tells me not to let my heart be troubled by this world, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, I will let all of my requests be made known to God. I'm grateful, King Jesus, because I have you. I can call on your name. You redeem. You heal, you strengthen, you liberate. I thank you for always being by my side, because with you, I am strong, and I will overcome every attack from the enemy. I thank you for your precious blood, because through the power that is in your blood, fear and worry can never take control of my life. I am so grateful for your protection, for the privilege of having you as my keeper and watching over me. You hold my future and my life in your loving hands, and we trust that everything works together for our good. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for meeting my greatest need, which is to be saved. Thank you for your wonderful sacrifice on the cross. Psalm 100, verse 1 to 5 says, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." Holy Spirit, help me to serve the Lord with gladness and delight. Help me to come before his presence with joyful singing. I pray that the Holy Ghost would help me to know and fully recognize with gratitude how good God is. You are a good God because you have saved me with amazing grace. Indeed, I once was lost, but your love has found me, and it's welcomed me into your kingdom. I once was blind, but your word has helped me to see truth and light. It's a blessing to experience your presence, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving your angel charge over my family and me. Thank you for your supernatural protection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57 to 58 says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Victory comes only through you, Lord Jesus. I believe that if I only keep my eyes on you, I will be steadfast in faith, immovable in faith. May your name be lifted high always. I thank you for listening to this prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
As for me, I am desperate to have a deeper, closer relationship with God. I want to get to the level where I can have a burning bush experience. I desire to get to the level where I can enter the lion's den of life's problems and know that I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. I will not be afraid. I desire to be a servant in God's kingdom, to live a life of purpose so that I may hear the words, "Well done, O good and faithful servant." That's my desire. And my brothers and sisters, I'm not naive to the enemy's ways. He will not simply step aside and let me get to a higher level of faith or an improved prayer life. I'm fully aware that he will devise schemes that are designed to discourage and distract me, schemes designed to make me doubt, schemes that come to tempt me into falling out of God's will for my life. But even then, I am not afraid. I am not living in fear, nor am I anxious, because greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. So God may lift me up to a new level, and the devil might raise his opposition, but I have victory through Jesus. I will put on the full armor of God at all times. I will take it day by day and be confident that he who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Have you ever said these four words? "Stand by me, God." Or have you ever quietly prayed and said, "Be with me, Jesus"? Or perhaps, "Give me strength, Lord." It's amazing how four simple words could speak volumes. You see, I've realized something. As I've grown both in age and spiritual maturity, my need for the Lord has increased. My need for Him to be with me has increased. My need for the Lord to stand by me has increased. And here's why I have such a need for Jesus. I need Jesus Christ because I have tried to do things my own way. But I've been met with the harsh reality that on my own, it is impossible to win. It's impossible to gain a breakthrough. It's impossible to have peace of mind if the Lord is not with me. I need Jesus Christ because there are strongholds in my family that I can't break with my own power. And so I need the strength and might that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. I need God because life is complicated. I have problems. Problems that I care not to discuss with anyone because people will often judge before they reveal their own struggles. So I desperately need Jesus Christ. He's the only one who has given me an open invitation in Psalms 55, verse 22, where the Bible reads, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." So you see, I need Jesus because I can't save myself. I can't redeem myself. I can't deliver myself. And there sure isn't any other human being on this planet who can offer me redemption or salvation or eternal life like Jesus Christ can. So I have to be honest. At times when things are tough, I find myself just saying and praying four simple words over and over again. Be with me, Jesus. Be with me, Lord. At times when I'm tempted, I find myself quietly praying, give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Jesus. And if you can relate to what I'm saying, then I encourage you to stand, child of God. Stand firm in the word of the Lord. Take those things that weigh you down. Take those burdens that slump your shoulders and hand them over to Jesus Christ. Psalms 121 verse 1 and 2 says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." This is true for you and I today. Our help comes from the Lord.
I want to encourage you to take notes on David's method. He cried out to the Lord. So before you look anywhere else, before you look to anyone else, before you start drawing to conclusions about why this might be happening and why that might not be happening, cry out to the Lord for yourself. Reach out to the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Call on the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Call on the one who walks on water. The one who can speak to the wind and it obeys. Because if you don't, how else are you going to break through that barrier you face? How else will you get through this fight if you're not crying out to the Prince of Peace? I encourage you to call on God Almighty, the one who is, who was, and who is to be. When it's a fight to simply read the word, when it's a fight to pray, then simply cry out to Jesus, the one who commands millions of angels, the one who has the keys of life and death in his hands. Whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstance or situation, God wants you to call on him. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you don't know." Psalm 50 verse 15, the Bible says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." And so I want to encourage you, when you look at God's word, when you look at his promises, He says, trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you. He says, abide in me, and I will restore you. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So let your hope be found in God. He has the perfect solution each and every time. He has the right amount of strength to reinforce you through the good and the tough days.
So I encourage you today to shift your own perspective. Pray that God would give you a perspective that is fixed on Him. May you see your problems through the lens of faith and focus once again on Romans 8, verse 28, which says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose."
A challenge should not intimidate you. A problem should not frighten you, because you are not alone. The Bible clearly says in Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Every challenge is an opportunity for you to watch God fighting for you. Although it may not always be easy, it may not always be enjoyable, but it is necessary if you want to experience the mighty hand of the Lord working. You see, every great act of God almost always started with a problem. So, here's my advice to you. Don't always pray for your problems to go away. Start praying for the Lord to show Himself in the midst of your problems. Don't always pray for your challenges to disappear, but start praying for the Lord to empower you to overcome that challenge. I encourage you to begin to see your problems as opportunities. Begin to see the fight before you as an opportunity for you to see God move and act in a mighty way.
Maybe you're in a dry season and you find yourself on unstable ground. Well, saints, where we're limited, the Lord is limitless. Where we see challenges, the Lord sees opportunities. Opportunities for Him to demonstrate His love for you. Opportunities for Him to demonstrate His might and power to you. Don't ever become disheartened because you're surrounded by water. And what I mean by that is in Matthew 14, when the disciples were in the boat, they had nowhere to go. They were essentially trapped. If you got out the boat, you're worried about drowning. If you're in the boat, you're still slightly worried about sinking or capsizing. So the disciples were surrounded by water. They were bound by water. But here came Jesus, walking on the very thing that threatened the disciples. The very thing that restrained and limited the disciples is what Jesus used to demonstrate His superior power. So don't be discouraged because you're surrounded by water. Don't be frightened because you're surrounded by water. Call out to Jesus, the one who walks on the water. So even if you're battered by the waves of life, you can call on Jesus.
Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you begin to speak the word of God audibly, repeatedly, you will constantly be hearing the word of God, and that is when faith comes. So if I keep speaking, Romans 8, verse 37, I am more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. If I keep speaking, Deuteronomy 28, 13, the Lord has made me the head, not the tail. Philippians 4, 13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. 1 John 4, 4, greater is He that's in me than he who is in the world. If I repeatedly declare the word of the Lord, I hear it. My faith grows. My belief grows.
People of God, don't be defeated in your heart. Don't feel defeated in your mind. No matter what you face, be anchored and fixed on Jesus. The trial you face may not look like Paul and Silas in prison. It may not be a den of hungry lions, but your situation might seem just as hopeless and just as intimidating. However, when you're in the thick of it, when you have nowhere else to go, don't allow yourself to be moved. Be unshakable in your faith. Be unshakable because you have God's promises to fall back on. Be unshakable because you have the Holy Spirit who will be your strength and your helper. Jesus Christ is the only sure foundation in this cold, ever-changing world. He is our steadfast anchor. Circumstances change. People change. Social norms and public perceptions change. But the Word of God remains true forever. So be unshakable, saints.
Now ask yourself, where's your hope? What's your hope built on? What ground do you stand on?
I want to encourage you to make sure that you are rooted in Jesus Christ. Make sure that you are anchored in the one who died and rose again. Make sure that your hope, your faith, is built on the firm foundation that is the Son of God.
My hope? My hope is in the living and active Word of God. It offers hope for the sick, hope for broken relationships, hope for the sinner, and hope for the struggling believer. The certainty of your hope should be based on the Word of God, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's what makes it so powerful. More powerful than a two-edged sword. So when in doubt, be grounded in the Word of God.
Take the example of Daniel in the Bible. Although he was thrown into the lion's den, he was unshakable in his faith. He was anchored in Jesus. Look at Paul and Silas, beaten and chained up in a dark prison. But they still found the faith to pray and praise the Lord at midnight. Why? Because they knew that the one whom they were anchored to was greater than their circumstances. They knew that Jesus Christ was greater than those chains. He was greater than any punishment they would face. So even if all the odds are against you, continue to trust in the Lord, and He will raise up a standard against the enemy.
Matthew 17, verse 20. Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. This is a powerful reminder of how mighty faith is.
God loves those who come to Him broken with the realization that God has been faithful to them. He has been gracious to them. He has been kind to them even while they were still in sin. So listen, don't be downcast. Don't allow the devil to fill you with shame and guilt when Jesus Christ offers you mercy and He offers you forgiveness. Saints, repent. Be convicted, not condemned.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose, but we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.